Now we talk about sustenance-driven characteristic, and then we pick up our security conscious. We worry about the crime, violence, and terrorism. Yes. All human beings, we are far from crimes. We are far from crimes because wherever we live, be it in our own country, India, or abroad, we are away from crime. Violence and terrorism, all these three factors, these are most important security concern for any human being. Then supportive of tough punishment for criminals. All will agree. If we see, for example, I would add it here, that if you see a small reel where some criminal activities are being shown to you, somebody doing some rubbish, which is against the local laws, and where in other foreign countries, we all are of the opinion that these type of people should definitely be punished. Because we want that punishment is given so that people pick up a wisdom of learning from these type of activities and people are careful. We are wary of change, especially for its own sake. Now, this is a very important factor that affect us. Wary of change. Hello, dear student. We are going into the sustenance-driven characteristic. And while counting on that, we first see the security conscious, wary of crime, violence, and terrorism. Now, this particular point of being careful or little conscious about all this is crime, violence, and terrorism. We, as a normal citizen, are always away from all this. And this is an important characteristic that has to be borne in mind for the growth. Then supportive of tough punishment, we do encourage, we do like that punishment should be given to criminals who have broken the law, who have damaged people, who have committed violence or terrorism. Another area, we are talking about the wary of change, especially for its own sake. Now, this is an area, a very important characteristic of sustenance-driven, is the wary of change. We are careful about it. We are careful about change. If we change, what happens? How will we benefit out of it? Whether this will have impact on us, on our family, on our health? People do count on all this. And change itself is difficult for many of us. People don't accept change so easily. They count, they calculate, they visualize different impact of change, how it could affect them. Then we are concerned about what the future holds for us. This is one area which is a characteristic of a great importance. When we take up certain things, what will be the future for us? What will be the future for the family? What will be the future for our children in case if we are having the children whom we have to raise? All these are real characteristic which is of great importance for us. We come to new understanding of outer directed needs. When we talk of outer directed needs, we have two things, esteem of others, and we have got soft esteem. What is that meaning? Esteem of others, caring for others, thinking of others. This is one of the things. And other important thing is self-esteem. Yes, how to motivate ourselves, how to motivate others around. So these are needs. If you have esteem for others, you have esteem for yourself, then you have a very strong environment around you. And this outer-directed whole scenario will support you. Outer-directed identification. And how do we get identified in an outer environment? You talk of the material wealth, how much bank balance, what property, and how much you own, how what you belong to, what have you built. All these are material wealth people look at and identify about you. You will always see that, oh, so many crores of rupees with him. He has got so many flats. He has got so many things with him. He's got 20 cars, 24 cars, etc. It's once upon a time. Material wealth is still holding strong. People do look at your material wealth. Then your visible ability, visible success are all identification. People look at your ability, what you can do, what you have done, what you have contributed. All these are your visible abilities to people. You may have a lot of hidden talents, but if you don't visualize them, and what people don't see your visible abilities, it matters nothing for others. Likewise, visible success, how much you have reached, what you were 5 years back and what you are now. All these success stories, people would love to listen. People would follow you. All these are identification. Now again, in outer-directed characteristic, we are talking about the success-oriented. And this is the human nature that you want to be the best at what they are doing. So if you like to do something, you are doing something the best you could do. So if they build a rising tower, they have built in Dubai, for example, Burj Al Khalifa. The highest rising tower so far, the best. They finished their metro line in a course of just 4 years. And the entire metro railway network is functional within the span of just 4 years, the best they have done, and so on and so forth. So success-oriented saying and planning without putting it into action and getting successful is quite important. So this is outer directed. Another one is welcoming opportunity to show your abilities. Everybody would like to look for an opportunity. And then if the opportunity knocks your door, you should welcome it. You shouldn't be just saying, I'm not available, I cannot do this, etc., etc. So in case if you did not get opportunities in the past, and that's why people go for networking. Because in networking, you find opportunities. And in opportunities, if you start tapping, then that takes you to the success ladder. Take great pleasure in recognition and reward. It's our human nature. We do love to get recognized. We love to get awarded. And the rewards that we get adds a shine to our career. It makes us a shining character. And who doesn't like? Everybody likes success. Everybody likes a recognition. Everyone likes appreciation and so on. So it's a great pleasure for human being. It is a characteristic. We like recognition. We like awards and reward for what we have done. Look to maximize opportunities. And sitting on one opportunity is not a success story. Sitting on one particular opportunity. You must look at different opportunities around you. We'll take opportunities for advancement, and once opportunity comes in, with your quality of character, your quality, you can take those opportunities for further advancement and professional networking. How you can do that into more professional network setting. Trend and fashion conscious, like new ideas and new ways. Yes, people cannot be an old school all the time. Time is changing and people have to be ready to catch up with all that. New ideas are welcome by everyone. People love to have new ideas, not to talk of what was ongoing and harp about the same thing time and again. These are all characteristics of outer. Now we come to the inner directed needs. Aesthetic, cognitive. self-actualization. These are two important basic needs. Aesthetic sense into you. Appreciate beauty. Appreciate nature. All these aesthetic, cognitive, and self-actualization. You see how much you are. Realize what you are. And these are needs. So what are they? Inner directed. How do you identify an inner direction? Justice. You always feel that you should be justified. You should be justing. You should have a justice as you're thinking. If something is wrong, be courageous enough and say this is wrong. This is justice. Somebody is suffering, you talk about it. Then you have to be openness. People do talk. People will have different opinion. People may disagree. But your inner directed identification says nothing. You have to be open. No matter if people don't like you because of your openness. Then nature and self-choice. You pick up what you like to do and not always identify with the rules. Some people do that. Some people are material wealth for many people around us. Material wealth means nothing for them. All depends. And then visible success. All these are people which are there looking for inner directed identification. Now here we go further. Now all these what we are counting is the customer or buyer's attitude element that we are discussing at length. Connecting you with the chapter that we are going through, and these are various characteristics that we are picking one by one to understand. Because attitude is combination of all these. And this is, out of this comes your attitude. This is why we are getting connected. And now, this has a linkage to the consumer, or in our case, a traveler, or a tourist, or a passenger, or a guest at the hotel. So let's once again come to our slides, and then we have here inner directed characteristic. We have seen in the past few. Now we pick up here, trying to put things together and understand the big picture. You have always heard this term, a lot of people suggesting, look at the big picture, which means you add up A, B, C, and D, and what comes up is a big picture for you. Not picking up A and getting and forming your own opinion onto that. This is what exactly it means. Now, this is again adding to the attitude and the behavior of the consumer. Then concern about the environment, society, world party, etc. This is empathy around us. We are bothered about our environment. How many of us seriously think of the environment when you are a holiday maker? Do we really care how this particular area has been damaged by the dust, by the dirt, by the waste? That is your concern about the environment. Likewise, the society. Many things which is acceptable in certain societies is an absolute no-no in some other societies. Showing your personal emotion and your personal intimacy in our Indian society in public is not accepted. It's against our society. Somebody showing too much intimacy in public. But yes, in other societies, this is accepted. So attitude of different customer, tourists, will be totally different. Okay? And then, of course, worrying about the world party. People around us leading a poor life have to be careful about that. Not necessarily that you give to the beggars some money. No, that's not eradicating the party. You make them bread earner, and that will make them, and that is your contribution to eradicate party. Instead of sympathizing with them, you better empathize with them and make them successful. These are all your in a directed character that builds up the attitude and the behavior of the tourist. Always looking for the new question and answers. Approach should be new, and you should look for what is new. New type of approaches, not the traditionally going and harping about it. Imagine you write a letter for booking your hotel and send it to Dubai and wait for the reply to come. Imagine this as an example I'm giving you. What we do is you just send an email, or if need be, you pick up a call through Bottom to Dubai and say, I would like to book. What is so-and-so? So new questions and new answers. This is just an example. You can find a lot of answers and questions set up into this inner directed characteristic. And that forms the attitude. Strong internal sense of what is right and what is wrong. This is a very important characteristic. A lot of people have failed in coming up with what is right and wrong. Some people say, this is right for me, so it should be right for everyone. No. What is wrong for me is wrong for everyone. No. What comes here as an attitude approach is respect everyone. Not be your agreement with that. Someone doing wrong, you cannot be in agreement, but okay, because he, she, or the society has a power to impose onto that, you either respect or keep quiet, but you shouldn't be strongly condemning it. But you internally, as they say, strong internal sense, internally you should say, no, that what's going on is wrong. Likewise, and that builds up your attitude. Strong desire to fairness, justice, and equality. Equality of everything, not the gender equality. Equality for everyone. Somebody born with a brown skin or a dark skin is not his or her fault. Likewise, somebody, in all fairness, they say, in all fairness, be just, be honest. So all these, try to understand, this desire should internally remain with you. Okay, we now look at behavior of the buyer. And typical prototype, this is referred as Matheson and Wall. And what we talk about here is intent to travel or felt needed travel desire. We were talking in the previous slide about what are the travel motivation. So you have set up your mindset and intent to travel and the need you have felt. Now, information collection, you start doing what? The buyer behavior start progressing, and once the mind set up for all that, then he start gathering information, collecting, and increasing evaluation image. So you start reaching to what you would like to do as a traveler. Then you take a travel decision, making choice between whatever alternative that you have discussed or rather researched and found. So this is the third step. The fourth step come in travel plan, which you make a travel plan that I have finalized. I've zeroed down to this destination, and now I'm making a travel plan. And then after travel plan is done, you start activating, working on it, and then at the end, you have a successful and satisfied result by going to that destination or having a full and detailed work that you have done. These are the format builds up the behavior of a buyer. And this helps also us to understand what Matheson and Wall suggests. We have another buyer behavior from another scholar, Middleton. And it goes into five steps. Step by step, the first step is situation input. So in that, you bring in what you would like to be thinking of on traveling. Then you start communicating onto that. You search. You go on to various activities of websites, portals. You go to social media to find out what is happening around. And then you also talk to people to learn more about it. If you haven't gathered enough of knowledge about it, you speak to your family, relatives, reference greeting, and that's the way of your communication as a behavior you practice. And then you have the third and the fourth step, where buyer characteristic and decision process is getting finalized. So with the communication that you have done with your friends, with the help of brochures, with your family members, with your search engine work, you start learning something and you build up your, you start having and reaching to some perception, and then experience that, and then go to the from communication filter, you go to the next step of demographic and socioeconomic status and positions, moving further than needs and what you would like to do, what are your goals you would like to do, and what is physiographic characteristic that you are going, that also helps in your attitude. With this, you come into the purchasing, which means you give up a response and you go and buy a product based on all these four steps that you have done by getting into inputs, communicating that, filtering it down, and then you build up a motivation for all that. The fifth step reaches to a purchase output, which means finally you have decided to do something which could be a brand, which could be look at the price element of it and where it is all available. And the sixth step comes in, which is post-purchase and post-consumption feedback. Now, this is not necessarily a buyer behavior. The sixth step may be motivational or obtained from the service provider, or at time out of the duty or out of their own personal wish and will, the buyer will add up and will give a post-purchase and post-consumption feedback, which is of importance for other people to understand how the buyer behaved and what things, what steps have gone into formation and outcome. This is a theory that has been suggested to us by Middleton. Well, coming back again to understand buyer behavior and prototypes, we have seen in the previous slides two different understanding from two different slides, and the steps suggested by Middleton and the other scholar. Here we understand the buyer behavior prototype basic, only the basic we are talking about, the travel inspiration through tourist guide leaflet. We are studying more onto that. So the travel guides, the booklets, the leaflets, the brochures, all this we go through. These are the basic available thing for a prototype buyer behavior, for building up of the buyer behavior. Then we have got personal and social, basically cultural factors related to travel behavior, including the driving forces or need and expectation. So you will look whether I would be comfortable with me and my family because of different culture prevalent there, because of different food habits there, my type of travel, I would be comfortable there or not. This you start and build up into your basic buyer behavior. Further, external variables that has an impact onto it as a buyer prototype behavior is including destination images, faith in travel trade. So somewhere, because we all know that travel agent, tour operator, and various websites that promote a destination, you should have trust into that. For example, so much of we have learned about with any bias, not Korea. Now, some web portals start suggesting about North Korea. So you as an individual should have a travel trade faith, what has been put before you through intermediaries and whatever you have gone through the brochure. Whether me as a traveler or we as a travelers would be comfortable in going to a specific destination. That's an external variable that is included into your behavior formation. Also, characteristic and features of the service destination, such as the perceived connection between cost and value. Suppose you are going to a specific country where public transport is not available. For you, everything will be tailor-made and you will be given a specific vehicle to avail all that. And the cost will be exorbitant. And you would say, oh, this is a small country. I'm paying so much for only transport. Whereas if you go to a major city like Bangkok, or for that matter, even in Europe, you have public transport, which is an excellent public transport, including the cost and value that you would pay. Whereas a destination which is just emerged with not basic infrastructure available, the cost will shoot up. This will form a behavior. Oh, I'm going to a poor country, but I'm availing these travel services and they are exorbitant. Will you personally accept all that? So that forms a buyer behavior. So we have got another topic here. What are the tourists and tourism needs? We will go into this slide by slide. Let me put up this way. Here we are talking about. So tourist need we are talking about. Staying arrangement. Now tourism needs have been given into this cycle in four different formats. What tourists basically need. Different modes of travel. I highlighted in the previous slide that modes of travel are always prime and important. If you are reaching a destination where public transport is limited, private transport is extraordinarily expensive, then the tourists may find it not very comfortable. Likewise, staying arrangement. What is the hotel being charged? How much you are paying for it? This is people always look for. How much the hotel cost? What is the scenic spot and around the tourist destination I'm just going to see something. Like example, people are going to Taj Mahal in Agra. And people just don't stick only to going to Taj Mahal. They go around to Fatehpur Sikri. They explore in Agra itself. They go down to the leather market. They go down and buy some pita from Agra, which is famous. So tourism needs evolve around different mode of options available. How much a budget traveler, how can he or she meet that requirement? What are the options available for staying? What is the scenic spots around? If you are going all the way 500 kilometers to just have a look at certain thing, either you should have that in your mindset with the capacity to spend, or you are only focused on that. People look on more to be added, and this is a very basic need of a tourist. Also, package and customized tour are available or not, because whether I will be getting all this as a value for money, whether all these are packaged in a rightly priced thing, all forms as a tourist needs. Okay, now, very important topic of tourist life cycle. Everything has its own cycle. So what is a tourist life cycle? Pre-trip. I've spoken on detail how the tourist behavior forms up, how the pre-trip exercise goes on in collection of data, speaking to people, going on web portal, exploring, talking to family members. These are all activities in the cycle of a tourist life, pre-trip. Then actual trip happens. Actual trip happens, you have reached your destination by doing your exercise of learning about the cost, about the hotel, about various touristic sites that would you go. You are into enjoying your trip, which you planned systematically forming this as your behavior and picked up and did that trip. And the third leg of your tourist life cycle, you have completed your trip, but some of the people still feel they would share the feedback, they would come back, they would have an opinion, form an opinion, share their experiences, comment onto that, advise people. These are post-trip activities. Not many of us, but majority of us are of the opinion that post-trip you share, whether you go for Kumbh Mela, you go for Hajj, or you go to Dubai, you always talk about how did you reach, why did you find this at the low-cost hotel, what is your experience, how did you manage to stay, where did you eat Indian food, what did you go and buy. All these are in the tourist life cycle post-trip. So tourist life cycle, what you do, dreaming, planning, and booking as a pre-trip. In this dreaming, you pick up many things, what you plan, what you would like to see, what is your spending capacity, that comes to your mindset. And then you start planning. I have 1 lakh rupees, it's me and my wife, my spouse, I'm going there. Whether I'll be able to do with this 1 lakh rupees, what, where? You include that into your planning. Oh, I can't afford in 1 lakh going down to US. I cannot afford to go to within 1 lakh rupees to Australia. But yes, I may possibly go and buy the ticket only to go down to Far East within 2 people with 1 lakh rupees. Or if I go down to domestic tourism within 1 lakh, I can have a wonderful holiday within India. And then, of course, you start booking. These are pre-trip booking. For this also, a lot of work is required in planning. And for that, we have seen what you do. You pick up brochures, you talk to your friends, relatives, etc., etc. You go to web portal, you go through the brochures, you read, you see the various videos, speak to people, take their opinion. And the final trip that you have taken, you are traveling, you are experiencing, you are enjoying all that which you dreamt, which you planned, and which you booked. And then you start returning after your trip that you planned perfectly happening, or was there a slip in that? You recall your experiences and sharing stories about their trip. One of the famous quotes that I would give you here is from Ibn Battuta, who says, when you travel, you're speechless. When you travel, you're speechless, but when you return, you become a storyteller. And this is what happened post your trip. You become a storyteller. People would come meet you, especially to listen about your trip, how successful it was, what did you see, what would you recommend for someone else to take up in future. So here again, intervention in tourist life cycle, some of the things that I need to highlight to you in detail. Okay, intervention in tourist life cycle, let's start learning about it. Pre-trip, we have understood in detail about what you do into pre-trip. You do a lot of work in understanding, then you become a potential tourist by researching all that. And then pre-trip, then you start attracting and finalizing on many things. You take up a trip. In fact, all that we have spoken in detail in the previous slides, you take up and then you confirm your intervention activities, you add it up, and then you make your successful trip. The more you plan, the more you will be successful, because you would have thought, you would have taken opinion, you would have learned about it. You will ensure that you are going to experience a wonderful holiday that was planned so well with proper guideline and advice. And then post different activities that happen is capturing the feedback. Some travel agents, some airlines have a regular follow-up action plan where they take a feedback from their traveler to show this to the future traveler, who will again use those feedback in their pre-trip planning exercise. And then if you had some mishap, any suffering, then that will be picked up as another action taken by the service provider or whatever, where your issues will be addressed by the service provider, hotel, airlines, etc., etc. And this is how the circle of life cycle of a tourist take into action. Thank you very much. And we conclude our chapter on behavior of the tourist, attitude, how does it form. We picked up lot of factors, characteristic in understanding the attitude and the behavior of consumer. All these factors that we discussed in this particular chapter are contributing towards a successful marketing activity. Thank you, Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah with you.